like to share about the incident that happened this morning?
Okay, well, first of all, Paul, thank you, like I said, again, for allowing me the opportunity to speak out to the community. As superintendent of Muskegon Public Schools, we are very disappointed today to have to talk about during our first hour lunch around 11:10 this morning. In that lunch is mostly freshmen and sophomore students. Two young ladies started a fight, which then produced additional groups of students to join on in. Our school liaison officer, who is a Muskegon City police officer, along with our deans of students, attempted to break up numerous fights in the cafeteria. We're not able to do it, and so the Muskegon City Police Department responded with numerous cars, which led to 10 students being arrested and are currently down at the police department being interviewed for that altercation, and the school district has provided surveillance camera information so that the police department and the building administration are reviewing that to determine who was involved and to what degree of severity. And I did get off the phone with the chief of police, Lewis, probably about 15 minutes ago, and that they are continuing to monitor that to determine what they're going to do and who they're going to ask through the prosecutor's office to obviously prosecute some of the students involved.
Wow. Were there any weapons involved?
There were no weapons involved, and most importantly, that we were very fortunate that no students had to receive medical attention for any of the ones involved in the fight.
Wow. Now, different reports, were the fighting all in one area or was different areas?
It was involved just in the cafeteria and in the outer hallway of the cafeteria. So it didn't go around the school or anything like that, but it was all encased in our cafeteria.
Right. Now, I'm hearing reports that mace was used.
Mace was used by city police officers to stop individuals from actually fighting and to get them to break up from fighting. That is true, and that some of the students who, unfortunately, instead of backing up and getting away from the altercation, human nature and youthful nature at times want to get a closer look, and so when those individuals who were fighting were sprayed by this police department, some of the onlookers obviously received, some of that spray coming off of them.
Wow. Would there be some ongoing conversation about this event, and what do you think we learn from this event?
Well, I think the important thing is I've talked to two different leadership groups of parents today about our ongoing concern about, to be honest, young ladies at the high school level. The majority of our fights this school year have been young ladies. And the question is, what are we going to do and how do we start addressing the inappropriate of physical violence as a means of attempting to settle a difference at our school district? And I got to tell you, Paul, though, the difference would be even before my 2 years here, my previous work in the greater Grand Rapids area was seeing a continued increase in girls fighting girls at school and a more of a decline of boys doing that at school. Young men are doing it. If they are, obviously they're doing a lot of it off-site, but it seems to be more of the fights at school are happening between young ladies.
Wow. That is interesting, and I didn't know that.
And so speaking with the two different parent groups, we're talking about what kinds of things can we do to help promote, positive leadership roles for our young ladies, to enhance that, self-esteem issues, just a lot of those kinds of things about, and that once again, it all comes back to, is physical violence the necessary and only means to resolve a conflict between young ladies right now?
Wow. So everything's back to normal and everything's going to be normal tomorrow?
Everything is going to be normal tomorrow. The only thing is the chief of police has promised additional police presence before, after school, and also during our lunch hours. We only have school. We have a full day tomorrow and then a half day Thursday, and then we're on spring break for about 8 days, but they will be around. A reminder, our high school administration has sent out information through the phone line system to all of our parents at the high school about what took place, and that obviously, you know, we have plenty of support staff there. We're going to continue to have school as normal, but that we're also going to remind the students about appropriate behaviors and responsibilities and consequences for those who obviously don't comply with the rules, which normally they do a great job of.
Right, right. Well, on the phone now, Superintendent Felsky, do you expect charges to be handed down?
You know, I can't tell you that at this point in time. Like I said, I talked to Chief Lewis, City Police Chief, probably, you know, now it's about 15, 20 minutes, and that he was attempting to get an opportunity to get in front of the prosecutor's office and start asking or, you know, making a decision about what they're going to do. That's their ongoing part. I will tell you that the school district, though, also is running our investigation. Our principal, you know, and myself and our assistant principals and our dean of students all met before I left the building this afternoon. They're also reviewing the surveillance tapes to decide which students will receive school discipline for their behavior in that incident this morning. And then that discipline will be given out as soon as we can determine who and all are going to be recipients of that.
Now, Superintendent, is the district have a policy that allow parents or volunteers to help out during lunchtime?
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely. We have a lot of parents, especially at the elementary.
Mm-hmm.
At the elementary school, we get a lot of parent volunteers. And then amazingly, though, Paul, as kids get into middle school, we have still parents volunteering, but, you know, a lot of students, I think, are probably expressing their ability to say that they don't want their parents around. And then obviously when they get to the high school, there's even less. I would encourage parents who want to come and volunteer. We have a volunteer program right through our central administration program. Teresa K. Pittman,
okay,
is our director and coordinator of volunteers. Anybody who'd like to could come in and see her, sign up, and if they wanted to do something like just help monitor lunches and those kinds of things, whether it's at our elementary, middle school, or our high school, we'd be more than happy to take any volunteers.
Because I know what they're going to say. What can I do to help? Well, there's a good cause right there. Call a good person there, Kay Pittman. Call her up.
Absolutely. Yep, Kay Pittman will do a fabulous job, and we'll get them organized and prepared to become a volunteer for the school district.
Well, we know the city of Muskegon has a fighting policy, too, where they adapted to some kind of policy, if you call it fighting, that they, at their discretion, can charge you.
Correct. So and typically, when students will fight at school or on school grounds, besides the school discipline, they are issued tickets, which are, you know, obviously there's a cost to those tickets. And I am sure in this case, if there's not anything beyond those tickets, you know, there's going to be tickets charged, I am sure. But beyond that, then what other prosecution, once again, will obviously be up to, and depending on the ages of the students, to which I do not know that information right now, and I'm not privileged to give it out if I did, whether they're juveniles or if they're 17 or older adults.
Wow. All right, in closing, well, I was up there last night. It was a very good event Muskegon had last night. Very good, positive event. I even posted about it on Facebook and Twitter. Clean entertainment, kids having fun. It was packed. And so I know this is not something that probably should be a problem moving forward.
Well, and you know, Paul, I really appreciate you saying that, because in general, the community will hear about a situation that, like, took place at our cafeteria today and then generalize that that's all of our students, anybody in our district or anybody in our city, and then all young kids are, like, targeted or, you know, thought of as a certain way by our community members. And I appreciate you saying that, because you know what? You know, 99% of the time our kids are doing what they need to do. Are they young kids? Are they having some fun? Absolutely. But you know what? If we all looked in the mirror and remembered what we were like when we were 14 to 17 or 18 years old, we were all having some level of fun.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But doing it in a respectful and a wonderful way like you saw last night.
Right.
So, one of the pieces is I just hope that what people find out and remember is this is not a typical day at Muskegon Public Schools. It's not a typical day in any high school in Michigan.
Right.
When it happens, we'll deal with the students who were acted inappropriately. There'll be consequences for them. But for the other group of students, I don't want anybody to think of all students as the students who made some really bad choices today.
Right. We got feedback from some parents who felt like they didn't think gas should have been used. Anything you want to say to them?
Well, the bottom line is this, and you know what? When the police department shows up because the kids wouldn't comply with the adult, things that our adult employees were saying and asking the kids to refrain from doing it, when the police come, it becomes they then take over the situation.
Okay.
And so, if the initial fights had stopped with our own school employees, it would have stopped right there, and
right.
There wouldn't have been mace used. Our employees do not carry mace,
right.
But once the police department was called in to disperse the group and disperse the kids who were actually, refusing to stop fighting, then it becomes a police matter, and that's one of the things that they use.
Right, right. Next time you just need Big Rob there. He's in the studio. Just have him in the middle.
Oh, what? I have met him before. Absolutely.
You won't have no problem.
No doubt about it. I know to behave when I come to the studio with him there. Absolutely.
All right. Hey, Superintendent, make sure you have a good vacation. I know this is not a good time to leave on vacation with stuff like this going on, but hey, a couple of days they'd be on spring break, and hopefully they get some sunlight and get relieved and work this thing out.
There you go. Well, yeah. Once again, I do thank you for allowing me be on today to let everybody know what's going on.
Oh, you're welcome.
Like I said, the chief of police has assured us that it's business as usual. Things will run as they normally do starting tomorrow, and I thank our community for the support of the Big Reds as they always are.
All right. Take care, Superintendent.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul.
Oh, you're
Have
welcome.
A great day.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.